What was your fascination with this car?
Just look at it, you know. It's the stainless steel body, the gull wing doors. They started with a clean sheet of paper, you know, and they just wanted to do something completely different. Even the whole story of the factory and the fact that they, in 28 months, they went from a green field to a factory. At the same time, they developed a car, they developed a dealer network, you know, and everything that goes with putting a whole organization together like that, which at that time nobody'd ever done it so fast, and since then it's never been done and probably could never be done again.
And of course the stainless steel construction helps with the flux dispersal.
There you go.
Very important. I'm told that I could go to you and buy in effect a new DeLorean.
Not quite a new DeLorean. We actually take a donor car and then we strip it down and then we remanufacture it with all the components that we have in our facility. When we bought all the remaining inventory from when the DeLorean went bankrupt, we have about enough components to maybe put together 300 or so cars.
Oh, wow. How much would it cost? That's what you're going to ask, right?
It's a sliding scale depending on equipment, you know, because these days people want them somewhat bespoke. They like more power. They like a better entertainment system than what we had in the 80s, of course. So probably 70 to 90,000, really, wow, depending on how you equip it.
How much was a DeLorean in 1981?
27.5.
Which was probably close to $80,000 in 1981 dollars.
I think so. Yeah,
yeah.
It was quite expensive. It was obviously more expensive than a Corvette, a little bit less than a 911, and obviously less than the 308, which was the car, you know, the other car of the time.
Right. You know, it would be a great electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did one of those a few years ago. We did a proof of concept electric DeLorean, which the response for it was tremendous. We were a bit nervous doing it, you know, because obviously when you're dealing with collectors and purists and stuff like that, we thought we would offend people. But really, it went down really good, and it was a real nice project to do. We loved driving it. It was so much fun. Unfortunately, once we went beyond the proof of concept to try and produce such a thing for a small company like us, we just don't have the resources.
Yeah.
And we tried to get a technology partner, but nobody took the bait, unfortunately.
Somebody's got to call Elon. That would be an awesome vehicle.
That would be.
With a flux capacitor and everything. And I think I could go into the future. So, is there a chance that we'll see a new DeLorean at any point in the future?
Yeah, you know, we don't know what's in the future. Obviously, a company like us, we don't have the resources to do it. But, you know, the brand is thriving.
Oh, yeah.
The interest is there. And we just have to wait and see, you know.
Now, by the way, our chat room tells me that $27,581 would be $71,985 today. So essentially,
not bad.
Yeah, you're right in there. Now, that DeLorean we're looking at is beautiful. That stainless steel is shiny. That's actually looks like Doc Brown's DeLorean because I see the Mr. Fusion in the back. Is that in your shop?
Yeah, that's in my shop. I just shot that before. Actually, that's a time machine replica that we have here. And actually, if any of your viewers are interested, that car is available. They could come here on October the 21st and drive out in a time machine.
Oh,
I am interested in that. I wasn't going to ask how much it cost. I was asking we should get one for the show and test it.
Look, it's got a flux capacitor.
So do they all come with a Mr. Fusion or just that one?
I think just that one.
Okay.
But I tell you, you know, that car is just a trip to drive. I'm a car guy and I've driven every kind of sports car that you can imagine and everything that's cool out there. But you drive that car and it is nuts. People are just, you know, it's actually dangerous because people are virtually driving into you to try and take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you're at the light, they're tapping on the window. What's going on here? What is it? You know?
So cool. Oh, man. If you wore this outfit, I'm telling you.
Carried this hoverboard.
Steven, you might really you might attract some attention.
Mm-hmm.